Or Jam Them. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday, everybody, on this first Tuesday after the holiday season. Our dear friend Steve Adelsberg, great friend and supporter of this show, the New York chairman of our foundation, for Jewish broadcasting, and somebody who always has interesting insight into what's happening out there in the Jewish world. And you'll never believe what he's part of tonight, which we'll get to in a second. He's with us live from the holy city of Jerusalem. Steve Adelsberg, Shana Tova to you. Why not? We could still say it. And welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And welcome from the city of Yerushalayim.
So you've been in the city of Yerushalayim right before Yom Kippur, or you got there right after Yom Kippur?
Before Yom Kippur.
And what's it been like over the last couple of weeks? First of all, I'm just curious, as somebody who likes to do a lot of walking and traveling around, does it look like there's been a holiday season filled with American tourists? How would you describe the scene regarding foreigners in Jerusalem over the last few weeks?
Well, like you always say, in the football stadiums, there were no shows. We had no shows.
There were some people who didn't show up.
A lot of people, and you saw the apartments with the blinders down, the shutters down. And it hurts.
I'm glad you're saying this, because I think that American Jewry has to step up its game, even with the prices of flights and even with the scarcity of flights. I think we need to make a stronger effort over the next few months. I'm glad that you're. It sounds like you're on the same type of message here this morning.
Well, yeah, I have one message really: the effort that the soldiers, the passion the soldiers are showing, the clarity of purpose that the soldiers are showing. Everyone else has to. And I'm not just talking about us as listeners. I'm not just talking about the Haredim, non-Haredim, Yeshiva boys. We all have to understand that this is not going away. And this is on everyone's mind. And I tell people, it's like, Chas v'Shalom, you have a parent who's sick. You go to sleep, the parent is sick, and you wake up, your parent is still sick. And you have to go through life, and you have to deal with it. And that's what Am Yisrael is doing here in Eretz Yisrael.
Clarity of purpose. I love that. And everybody, I hope that we, over the next couple of months, I hope everybody's able, to whatever degree you can. And we know, folks, we know things are expensive, and we know it's not always easy to travel and do things, but there are a lot of initiatives and a lot of things that one can do in order to make life easier for families that are going through very tough situations in Israel. With that in mind, Steve Adelsberg. And again, not everybody has to do it at this level. But we want to encourage people to do, you know, many things, small and large, for those who deserve it. What's happening tonight in the New York area regarding a group of Israeli soldiers?
Well, Rabbi Leigal Sklarin from Yeshiva Flatbush calls me up. He's a great man. I know him since he was a little boy. He's not a little boy anymore. He has led numerous missions. Rabbi Sklarin has led numerous missions to Israel. And today there are 9 soldiers from the Egos unit who are in America or in New York.
Right.
And they want to go to a basketball game. So I called up. Why not?
They like the NBA. They like the NBA, these Israelis.
No, it's more than that. No, because I took a couple of Israelis with Yigal. We took Rabbi Sklarin. We took them to Yankee Stadium.
Oh,
now,
wow.
You know, and I know. You know, they're not into baseball. They don't understand it. They don't want to understand it. It's boring. It's this and that. Well, baseball's in our blood. That's okay.
Right.
But when they went to the baseball game, I have to tell you, they were so excited and so jumping and so into it. And I realized all they want is an outlet.
Right.
These are soldiers who came off the line. They came off the Krav. And so tonight we have 10 soldiers. Rabbi Sklarin, because I'll still be here in Yerushalayim, we're going to Barclays to see the Nets play the Nuggets. Barclays Center. They're going to see the Nets play the Nuggets, and they're going to have a chance to let out this joy of just being alive, and they've done their tough kid.
Right, and being with a lot of other people, and as you say, you know, when it comes to sports, they certainly prefer basketball over baseball. Now, I'm just curious, because it's a suite and because it's such a large gesture. Again, folks, it's happening tonight, Denver at Brooklyn. Does anybody at the Nets organization know about this? Because you know how sensitive people are these days to what you know, official organizations do or don't do for Israeli soldiers, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody aware of what's going on, or you're not sure?
Well, let's put it this way. I've been gone. They tell me, which I don't know if it's true. They tell me that I'm the oldest. Me and my partner, Danny Kramer.
Right.
We both went to MTA together. Right. I graduated in 1971. He graduated in 1969. That we're the oldest Nets season ticket holders.
Right. The longest.
We go back to before Jersey. We've been around. And they offered us a deal a year ago to keep our seats that will give you five events with suites.
Right.
So I called up my rep, who Danny Fortuna, good guy, and I said, I want to bring nine Israeli soldiers. And I said, as a joke, don't worry, we're going to leave our neshek, we're going to leave the rifles home. He didn't blink, and they're going, we did this once before, we did this a number of times with them. We're just living our lives in the way we know how. And they're going to celebrate tonight life.
Right. And I'm not insisting that the Nets have to do this, but I'm just curious. Like, they're not going to acknowledge them or welcome them or anything. Nobody's coming to the suite to say hi, right?
I'm not so sure that's not. I think they will, because what happened anyway, we went to Yankee Stadium. I had two soldiers, and they put us on the screen.
Oh, wow.
And we had our flag. And what happened was the president's wife, that's Randy Levine's wife,
right.
Of the Yankees,
right.
Saw this, and she called up someone from Hatzalah and says, "Do you know who those guys are?" Like, yeah, I know that guy. It's Adelsberg.
Right.
So he says, "Get in touch with the guys, and tell them when they want to come, they got a suite in Yankee Stadium."
And as our friends from Nefesh B'Nefesh always remind us, the Levines are very, very connected to the mission of Israel and the Israeli soldiers, and Mrs. Levine in particular. So that doesn't surprise us at all. Wow.
Right, and like people are saying, listen, we all remember during COVID, everyone said to me, all my, my Jewish friends or my non-Jewish friends said, could you tell us, when is Israel going to find the cure on the vaccine? Because we know Israel's going to come up with the vaccine, no one else will.
Right.
So that's the level that the world looks at us. And thank God, and we have a responsibility, what we have to do.
Hey, are you going to be back here for Election Day? So it's a week from today.
I have to tell you, you know how many Israelis called me and say, we don't trust the mail. Can you take our absentee ballots back to you?
Wow, interesting.
Very interesting.
So you have to be heading back to the U.S. within the next 24 hours or so.
Exactly. I'm coming back. I'm coming back tonight because, listen, if the Yankees did call me,
You had to bring this up.
If there's a game five, we need you. We're calling out all the troops. You got to get here.
I'll tell you, this is one of those painful postseasons, to say the least. All right, so not only is Steve Adelsberg heading back to the U.S. after what was, I'm sure, a beautiful Yontif. And by the way, I'm glad that you pointed out to us a couple of very important messages this morning. Obviously, what's happening tonight at the Barclays Center in the suite that you spoke about with the Israeli soldiers is amazing, and everybody out there should think of gestures to do for the families of the soldiers and of the hostages. And the other thing is, of course, as I'm sure this holiday season was spectacular for you and so many others, we have to encourage more and more people to get to Israel as soon as possible. Give me the highlight. I mean, I'm sure there are a million highlights, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Israel, but give me one that stands out from the last couple of weeks.
I have to tell you, what we did here, you didn't come to go to the beach, or, oh, did you go here, did you go there, or I did this, oh, yeah, I went on this mission. No. It was a very simple 3 weeks. You went to hug people, to say, I'm with you. That's all. I visited my rabbi from the Hebrew Academy of Nassau County from 60 years ago, Rabbi Meir Findel. And we went with, a friend who we were in school together 60 years ago.
What city is Rabbi Findel in?
In Yerushalayim.
Wow.
And he's in the Tova nursing home in Gula.
Wow.
And last year he went also, but this year he went. He was so awake, and he was so there. And I said to my friend, Jerry Sheamus, I said, Jerry, you know what we did? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, just reach out to each other. Just hold each other. Just see each other. You don't have to do much when you come here. You don't have to look for something. But give up your trip to Japan. You don't got to go to Europe now. You got to go to Eretz Yisrael and show them. Show them we're not just with you. We feel your pain. because everybody is feeling pain.
Eretz Yisrael, Nate Bucerin. We know it's not easy, folks. The prices, the scarcity, the flights, everyone knows. It's not like we're not acknowledging that. But we really need to stay focused on keeping this corridor between the United States and Israel as active as possible. Steve, we thank you for the inspiration from the Holy Land. It is something that we continue to feed off of in the diaspora, as you know. We look forward to welcoming you when you get back to the U.S.
Nachum, I can tell you one last thing. Sure. People, we're not immune to everything. We hear the cries. I mean, someone says they're going to go for a plane ticket. I didn't ask to buy the plane. I just want to go there.
glad to see you still have your sense of humor about this.
Nachum, if I lose my sense of humor, people know it's over. You know that.
That's an understatement. Tada rabba, my friend. There he is, Steve Adelsberg in Israel at the tail end of his holiday trip to the Holy Land. Yeah. When the travel agent or the internet tells us the price of flights, it does seem like they're trying to sell us the entire plane. I get that. And it's hard and it's difficult, but there are other ways as well. Believe me, there are other ways as well. And this idea that Steve just mentioned, which we've talked about for years, reconsider if you're scheduled to go to Europe or Japan or somewhere else for a vacation, reconsider and try to, you know, to book the Israel trip instead. That's a real thing. That's something that all of us should think about as much as we can.